Tefillah for Life, Shir 1086, Yom Revi B'Shabbos, before Shavuos. We are discussing Vayivarech David, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Avinu. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Elokei of Yisrael Avinu, of Yaakov Avinu, and he's called Yisrael. Why do we pick specifically Yaakov Avinu? And why do we refer to him as Yisrael? And the answer is because Klal Yisrael is called Al-Shem Yaakov Avinu. We're called Yisrael because of Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu. We're also called Yaakov, the Mefarshim say. But in our greatest moments, we're called Yisrael. When we are in a lower level, we're called Yaakov. And the reason why we're called Yisrael is because the Midah of Yaakov Avinu is specifically the Midah of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is the Loimid Torah. Torah is something that's specific to Klal Yisrael, which is why all of Yaakov Avinu's children were all part of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to Avram and Yitzchak. They both had children that are not part of Klal Yisrael. Avram had Yishmael and Yitzchak had Esav. The Midah of Avram is Chesed. The Midah of Yitzchak is Gvura, the opposite of Chesed. The Midah of Yaakov Avinu is Emes, is Torah. That's something that's unique to Klal Yisrael. A Goy is not allowed to learn Torah. It's a relationship specifically to Klal Yisrael, and therefore, we refer to Klal Yisrael as Yisrael, and when we're referencing over here our relationship, we zero in on Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov is the representation of Klal Yisrael. And in his highest level, he's called Yisrael, so therefore we refer to him as Yisrael. It's interesting, many Mefarshim say, the Malbim mentions this in a place. He says that when Klal Yisrael are called Yisrael, it means when they're learning Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim. And the Amoratzim, the lower people in Klal Yisrael, are called Yaakov, the people that don't have a connection to Torah. But we see from here that Yaakov Avinu's Midah is specifically Limud HaTorah. It's the Midah of Klal Yisrael, and that's why all of Yaakov Avinu's children are members of Yisrael, the Shvatim. And this teaches us the power of Limud HaTorah, which is very relevant when we're coming to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. To understand that Torah is not just an endeavor. It's not something that you just do. Because a goy can do chesed and a goy can do gvura also. But Torah a goy cannot do because Torah is something that's unique to a yid. The truth of Torah, the mahalach of Torah, is specifically by Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when it comes to Shavuos, we put a specific emphasis on Limud HaTorah. To remind ourselves that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our marriage with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is defined by Limud HaTorah. By Kabbalah HaTorah, by Limud HaTorah. And on Shavuos, when we make a chizik in our Limud HaTorah, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to stay up all night, that chizik strengthens the unique relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Elokei Yisrael Avinu.